Hello, everybody around the world in the global click. This is E. Emmett Brady, the creator and host of the Insect News Network. I got a question for you. Now, everyone's heard that the dog is man's best friend. Humans domesticated the canine over 15,000 years ago. But which animal came next? The horse? The cow? The chicken? Well, based on a cave painting in Valencia, Spain, called La Cueva de Araña, the Cave of the Spider, the next animal to be domesticated might have been the honeybee. The painting shows a person climbing up vines to harvest honey with bees flying all around. It's estimated to be about 10,000 years old. Now, even though the image doesn't directly suggest controlled breeding, which is the earmark of domestication, it does hint to a relationship that is as ancient and interdependent as any in the human world. Honeybees and their sweet products represent the pinnacle of invertebrate evolution, just like humans are for vertebrates. And they also represent the pinnacle of cultural entomology, which explores the parallels, connections, and influences between humans and other six- and eight-legged creatures. Bees even impact how we get married. That's where the term honeymoon comes from the ancient tradition of gifting young newlyweds with 30 days of honey mead and other sweetness to increase fertility and prepare for their nuptial consummation before they enter into their adult responsibilities. On this episode of The Inn, I dive into the physiology and fascination of honey. What is it? How is it made? What are some of the economic metrics that the bees use to collect and create their divine delectables? How does a honeybee know how to evaporate nectar inside the honeycomb to exactly 17% water and then cap it, creating pure honey that stays fresh for hundreds of years? All of these fascinating questions is more. When you hear about how the honeybee uses the honeycomb like a little laboratory, it will blow your mind. Go to theinsectnewsnetwork.com to hear the full show. Type in number 12, that's pound 12 in the search bar to hear this second part of our week-long series on honeybees. This show you don't want to miss if you love bees, if you love honey, or especially if you're a newlywed. Because remember, it's not just about the bees or the beetles or the butterflies. Cultural entomology is really about us. Only on the Insect News Network. Imagine that.